Local news and your place to talk about it. It's time for Central Iowa Today.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. We're going to talk about, well, let's see. First, there was concrete. Then there was drywall. And now there is brick. I think the only thing we can put those three things together when we're talking about a book is Joe Carter of the Marshalltown Company, who, along with his daughter Hannah, now has a third book out in their series of books for young people called Marshall T. Trowell and Family Brick. You decide what your day will be like. Joe Carter, how is your day like right now?
My day is fantastic, and thank you for asking. How about yours?
Hey, we are doing well here. Always, thanks for taking time to be with us and talking to us about this little old side hustle that you've got. And, you know, it's book number three called Brick. So you just keep turning these out, huh?
Yeah, we're trying anyway. It's been a lot of fun. We're having a good time with that. We hope to come out with one on tile in another year or so, and so we're working on that book as we speak.
So what has been the reaction that has kept you going with these books? I mean, you know, your Marshall T. Trowell Concrete, Work Hard, Work Together, the first book, you know, got a lot of attention. Then it was Marshall T. Trowell Drywall, You Can Be Anything You Want to Be. So not only probably the sales are making it okay, but probably the feedback you're getting is pretty good too.
Yeah, it sure is, Ken. It's been a lot of fun to do these. I mean, as we've talked about kind of from the very beginning, that our goals have just remained consistent. We want to show young people the benefits of the construction trades, you know, whether it be specific to the industries we're in or whether it be HVAC or plumbing or any of those sort of things. But there's just a clear pride of getting something done and done well. And so we love to promote that. We also are trying to send a positive life message. So whether it be work hard, work together, whether it be you can be anything you want to be, or the last one that we're doing with Brick, but we're trying to send that positive life message to these young people that would be reading the book. And lastly, to create a story that families can enjoy together. My wife and I both know that doing that with our children was incredibly fun and enjoyable, and so we hope that same thing happens with our books that we're doing now.
And in this book, you also introduce a couple of human characters, including, you know, your the trade tools and all of that in Wayne and Rosie.
Yeah, we sure did. This one is, I mean, as all these books have been special to do, this one has some extra special meaning to it. Obviously, we've got Marshall T. Trowell, whether he'd be a finishing trowel as he was in book one and book two, but we've got Marshall T. Trowell, whose nickname is Brick, to be a brick trowel in book three. But this time, because it was about you decide what your day will be like, we had a brick mason that we've used for a number of projects, both at the company and at home, a gentleman named Wayne Blessing. And Wayne was just always a gem. And he had a tender named Rosie, Laverne Williams. And Rosie would sing while he was there. Wayne was always just one of those guys, showed up, whether it was good weather or bad, tough conditions or not. And they just always had a smile on their face. Our kids just absolutely enjoyed watching those guys do what they did in their craftsmanship. And I just thought it would be a fun way to honor those two gentlemen, because I think there's a lot of people who are like that in what they do. And I think that represents well what, you know, what a good construction tradesman is trying to do.
And, you know, and I've gotten a chuckle out of your first couple of books with some of the names you come up with for all of the pieces of equipment and tools that are being used in your story. But, you know, I think you may have outdone yourself with this one. Let's see, Brianne Brick Cart, Brad Brick Tongs. Obviously, you can tell I've read the book. Mark Mason with Lisa Line Blocks. Are all those names easy to come up with, or you just go, okay, well, we need a line here, so we're just going to come up with something that's associated with brick and a line?
Sometimes, you know, I'd say it's been easy, but sometimes we kind of struggle with what we're going to call these things. And we've used, you know, in the first book, I was able to use my children's names. So there was Mike Margin Trowell, there was Hannah Handfloat, and there was Sammy Screed. And so we had a lot of fun with that. I finally used my wife's name, Janelle.
I was going to bring that up. Yeah.
In book three. So she, I don't know whether she was honored or a little, maybe it was discouraged because it took till book three. We've named some tools after some friends as well. And so Mark and Lisa are some good friends of ours. And Brian and Kathy are the same, where we got Brian Brick Chisel it's Brian the Brick Hammer, and it's Kathy the Chisel. So so Brian gets to tap Kathy on the head, and I'm not certain Kathy really appreciated that. But sometimes we're trying to have a little bit of fun with it. Mick Mixer, he's probably the star of the story there. He kind of turns his day around. Mm-hmm. And so, just trying to have a little bit of fun with the names has been part of the everything we've tried to do.
And then, of course, you've added a couple of other accessory tools, like one of the brothers for Brick, the hamburger trowel, and then you have Bob bottle openers, so everybody can be refreshed at the end of the day.
That's exactly right. Trying to take all the different tools that we've got. So, at the end of the book, coming together with where Brick is enjoying the time with his two brothers, Marshall and Hamburger, and Bob, the bottle openers, open up a pop for Wayne and Rosie at the picnic table. So having a little bit of fun, and certainly those are tools we make, so might as well have a little bit of fun and add them to the story as well.
Has the subsequent books, and especially this book, Brick, provided any special challenges for the illustrator of this series, your daughter, Hannah?
I think my illustrator keeps getting better. I think the first book was probably the most challenging because, trying to get used to drawing our various tools, but we've kind of got a system together, and she's become certainly better, and, the more time she does what she's been doing and hones her craft. But I think just knowing what we're trying to do has made it a little bit more, I won't say simplistic because I don't think it's that easy, but at least from my vantage point, it appears that she continues to get better and better, and that the books may become a little bit easier for her as we move along.
And talking with you about this series of books over the last couple of years, I know one of the big things was to try and encourage young people to think about trades as a career because, I don't think it's any secret that we need more and more tradesmen and tradespeople to help continue to build the community and the country that we want, but also the fact that you're taking some of the proceeds and turning them back into the community. And this third book, Brick, You Decide What Your Day Will Be Like, is going to help make the day for our program at MHS.
Yeah, that's right. We continue to support the VOTEC programs at the high school here in Marshalltown. We just think that's important, and they, they're continuing to add to those programs. They've done a really nice job, and they're trying to work with the college to go even further with some of those programs. So we're really excited about that. We just think that's the right thing to do, and we continue to do that.
Do you think these books to this point have helped introduce maybe some new folks to the Marshalltown Company and the business that you continue to build?
I think there's probably a few people who maybe really didn't know Marshalltown existed, this company existed in town, and so there could be some of that. We've certainly heard a little bit of that, there's probably a smidge of that going on, and I think as well the variety of tools, if they understand that how many, we've got over 7,000 different products is where I was trying to go. And mm-hmm. if you talk to most people who are longtime residents of Marshalltown, they probably refer to us still as Trowel. Mm-hmm. We've dropped that part from our name, now nearly 20 years ago. So I would hope that this book is also illustrating to people that we're a little bit larger, we're in a lot of different fields, and even though our main core is still some of the main hand tools that we've had for a long time, we've also got a lot of power tools like mixers and those sort of things as well.
And, I'm not sure when you find time to write some of these books because, you're not only busy with the company, you're busy in being on the board with the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce, and the Marshalltown company itself hasn't exactly been static either. You know, you've done some additions and built on here in Marshalltown, and every once in a while you reach out and go, that's a good fit for us, let's see about buying this company and that, and you just did that recently with a company.
Yeah, we sure did. I mean, we bought three companies in 2019. We bought two companies in 2020. And, you know, from the time I started with the company in 1987, we're about eight times larger than we were back then. You know, we're somewhere around 600,000 square feet and getting ready to add on here in our facility in Iowa again, which is nice to see. We hadn't done that in quite some time. We finished an expansion in 2019 here in Iowa, and hopefully we'll get started on one in 2021 to do that. And part of that comes from we purchased Gatorback, which really fits well with the Brick book. Gatorback was a company out of Minnesota, the Minneapolis area, and we just recently acquired those guys at the end of the year. And what they do is they make mortar boards, mortar pans. They're green in color, but made out of a proprietary plastic product that helps to keep the mortar that you're going to use to perform brick or block work, keep that more moist. You'll see many masons still use plywood or other things like that that clearly don't work as well. Maybe you can find a piece of plywood that works. It's sitting around, or you carry them around. But these are just a lot more convenient and certainly a lot more effective for the brick mason. So we're pretty excited about that, just because it's such a unique and patented product. And then we also bought another company up in the Minneapolis area, a little bit west of Minneapolis, at a community called Maple Lake, product called Avalanche. And Avalanche is a roof snow removal system, and they have roof rakes as well as this avalanche system, and that just went along well with the new polar pushers, is what we're calling them. New snow shovels that are out to push snow, and you can find those at a Thompson's True Value is selling those. So we're out with those, and thought that really fit our line well, and wanted to add that. And that's a pretty big purchase that we did with Avalanche.
We got just over 30 seconds left. Where can folks pick up Marshall T. Trow and Family Brick? You decide what your day will be like.
You bet. Thompson's True Value has been an incredible supporter of ours in carrying those books. They've got them. Helberg's is still carrying them, being so nice to us in all the books as well as 19 Salon and Spa. And so those are the three areas in the community. If you want to pick them up on in person, they've got them available. We can also get some out to Strands. I should have double checked if Strands is carrying this one as well. But they've been a nice supporter to what we're doing there. You can also go online if you Google MarshallTTrowell.com, MarshallTTrowell.com, and you can click on the link there on the little Marshalltown logo, and it'll take you directly to our website where you can buy the three books as a combo, or you can buy each one individually.
We're out of time. Joe Carter, the Marshalltown Company, as always, thanks for the visit.
Hey, thank you so much. Have
a great
day.
Continued success with the books.